Essay 80, a list of refutations of Einsteinian general relativity. The following is a list of some, but by no means all, of the various refutations of Einsteinian general relativity, Big Bang and black hole theory, over 100 years by many distinguished scientists. Lately in 2015 and 2016 in the ECE2 series, currently making a tremendous impact, several more refutations have been discovered. One, Karl Schwarzschild, or Schwarzschild, on December the 22nd, 1915, in a letter to Einstein, in which he gave a metrical solution without singularity of the Einstein field equation of the same year. This letter has been translated by Vankov and is available on the web. Two refutations by Vankov in a paper accompanying the Schwarzschild letter. Three refutations in 1918 by Bauer and independently by Schrödinger. Four refutations by Levi-Civita, who frequently corrected errors by Einstein in tensor analysis. Five refutation by Cartan in well-known correspondence with Einstein based on the existence of torsion, unknown completely to Einstein when he derived his field equation. Six refutations by Einstein himself as he attempted to construct a unified field theory from the 20s to about 1955. Seven, rejection of Big Bang by Einstein in about 1939. Eight, rejection and numerous refutations of Big Bang by Hoyle and co-workers from 1950 onwards. Nine, rejection of the Hawking-Penrose singularity theorem by Hoyle and co-workers in well-known debates. 10, rejection of singularities such as black holes by the Hoyle school from 1950 onwards. 11, qualitative and complete experimental refutation of Einsteinian general relativity, EGR, by the discovery of the velocity curve of whirlpool galaxies in about 1960. 12, qualitative and complete refutation of EGR by overwhelming experimental evidence from astronomy, notably galactic dynamics. 13, numerous experimental refutations of Big Bang by the observations of Halt and Arp of the Hoyle Group. 14, numerous websites of information all refuting Big Bang experimentally. These are also reviewed in UFT 120, which refuted Big Bang with torsion. 15, de facto refutation of the geometry of EGR in the first and second Cartan-Mohr structure equations, which define torsion as well as curvature. 16, de facto refutation of EGR by the action of the commutator of covariant derivatives on any tensor in any space of any dimension. 17, various proofs that the geometrical connection is antisymmetric in its lower two indices. 18, the geometry of EGR is based on the arbitrary choice of a symmetric connection by Christoffel in the 1860s, in an era where neither curvature nor torsion were known. 19, the curvature tensor was first introduced in the first years of the 20th century and used the arbitrary symmetric connection uncritically. 20, the curvature tensor is defined by the action of the commutator of covariant derivatives on any tensor. This operation reveals that the connection is anti-symmetric. 21, if the commutator is used without first assuming a symmetric connection, its action on any tensor isolates the torsion tensor as well as the curvature tensor. This always occurs. Curvature does not exist in the absence of torsion, or vice versa. 22. The torsion tensor is made up of the difference of connections, both taking the anti-symmetry of the commutator. 23. The anti-symmetry of the commutator must also be incorporated in the curvature tensor. 24. The existence of torsion is basic to unified field theory, notably the Einstein-Cartan-Evans unified field theory. 25. A symmetric connection means that the torsion is incorrectly zero. 26. The second Bianchi identity used by Einstein incorrectly used a symmetric connection. 27. Updating this list in 2015 and 2016, it has been shown that the method used by Einstein to solve his own equation is erroneous. That was done with computer algebra. It is also shown that the orbit produced by Einstein becomes wildly incorrect. If studied over a sufficient range of angle, it is also shown that the Vankoff method is incorrect. And it has also been shown that the method used in Marion and Thornton to solve the Binet equation applied with the Einstein type potential is also wildly and completely incorrect. So that's just to start with. And I don't think there's much left of the Einstein theory.